Hello and welcome to episode 58 of the Forkham Podcast. I want to thank you for listening each and every episode. Finally, personal things which I've talked about with my father going to hospital, that finally settling down. I'm off a night shift, so I should get back to a more normal schedule here. And I do appreciate everyone for sticking with me, and again for all the kind words and thoughts and prayers, which were greatly appreciated. Going to start off today talking about football, and then we'll cover some basketball, which had the media day and the preseason conference selections, and also talk about the final push coming up for volleyball and soccer. Plain and simple, it was not a pretty homecoming game for Northwestern as the Demons fall 51-16 in Southeast Missouri in a game I really didn't feel was very close from the start. To steal a quote from the movie Miracle, the Demons do not have talent to win on talent alone. And some early miscues put us behind eight ball, and it led to a very quick reality check for the Demons. And I've said it before, you know, until the Demons can learn to play a complete game, we simply would not be able to compete with the better teams. And we were really lucky, and let's just put it out there. We were very, very lucky to start off conference play against weaker competition. And against those teams, we were able to make some miscues, able to make some missteps, come from behind, get some wins, overcome those obstacles. But in this game, we got completely exposed. We were dominated both sides of the line. Our receivers had trouble getting open. We never got into a rhythm on offense. I thought our offensive line kind of got pushed around a bit. I thought our defensive line didn't really make any penetration. And you look at our passing stats, we're only 17-38, and that needs to be improved. Anytime you run an air raid offense, your passing should be 50% or more. And if you're not completing at least 50% of your passes, and 17-38 is that, you're not going to set yourself up for success. And it was a rude awakening. You know, we played Eastern Illinois, lost that one, but were able to come back. So even though that was a team that was kind of middle of the pack, I think it was fool's gold. We kind of had that thought of, oh, well, we can, you know, it was just a bad first half, but we're really a good team. And then we had that dominating start against Houston Christian. But this game, it just slammed you down to earth. It kind of showed us, hey, look, as good as we think we are still the team that got blown out by Montana, that was blown out by a bad Grambling team. And a lot of those problems kind of highlighted itself against a very good Southeast Missouri team. And the bad thing is, you look at our schedule coming up with Texas A&M Commerce, UIW, and Southeastern. Those are all very, very good teams. Texas A&M Commerce may be the best team in the conference. In fact, if they weren't in transition here, I think you could almost make the argument that they're a top 15 team. You know, their only two losses are to a very good Tennessee Tech team and to a good Sam Houston team, which just won a national title, you know, 2 years ago. So I believe a lot of the concerns we had and a lot of the things we were fearing of did come to fruition. Of course, on the positive side, we're still undefeated in conference. We can still control our narrative, but I believe this was a very serious reality check. Going forward, I'd like to see both Corby Burrell and Kenneth Lacey used more in a passing game. I believe it'll help the defenses a bit more honest if we can get them out of the backfield, give Clement a wider bubble, which will kind of cause those linebackers to go back. And then if he decides to run it, which he does very well, I think it'll give him a little open space. I think both Burrell and Lacey do have a lot of speed. They're shifty, and I think it could help our football team in the future. The one off-week game, of course, Demons have an off-week this weekend, which I think is good to help us kind of heal up, look at the game film, break down what didn't work, where we need to improve, and really put it all together. And you know, we've got 3 weeks to put this thing together, and it's not going to be easy. The one off-week game I'm looking to this weekend is UIW versus Commerce. UIW's one loss to us to Southeastern, but other than that, they've looked completely unstoppable. They look like a top 10 team. Their offense is really exceptional. And I was mentioning the completion percentage. If you look at UIW, it's insane how well they are completing passes. They're up at 75-80%, if not better. Their formula is what we need to emulate if we're going to run our offense. A&M Commerce has shocked a good bit of people with a 3-0 start, but anyone watching them last year should have expected this. They're a very physical club, and they're very good. They play disciplined ball. They are a good football team, and they were a good football team last year, and they're showing it again this year. And I think in this off week, we're going to need to focus on protecting Zach Clement, as A&M Commerce, much like Montana, much like Southeast Missouri, has a very physical line, and they can easily destroy anything you want to do on offense. And anytime your quarterback's having to roll backwards and to avoid the rush, your passing game isn't going to work. We need to have our line create that nice little bubble where he can step in, make the passes, and create that nice little protection where he can slide out on the rollouts, have time to look without having someone breathing right down his neck. But at the end of the day, it's gut check time for the football program. They have to decide if they want to end the narrative of being an easy win for quality teams. And if they can't do that, there's a realistic possibility we're staring at a 3-8 season. And, you know, as much as I hate to say it, a 3-8 season is totally unacceptable. We've got to do better as a program and as a football team. There's just no ways around it. So, you know, going to have a week to get this fixed. But a lot of work to do, as we have a very tough part of schedule coming up. I'm going to take a quick word from our sponsor and then talk about basketball, soccer, and volleyball. I was very surprised looking at the conference media predictions and seeing the Lady Demons finish to pick 8th in the standings. While the Lady Demons did struggle at times, especially toward the end of the season, I felt they made significant progress under Coach Nims. I did find, moving through the season, teams were collapsing defenses on us and using the wings to disrupt passing lanes whenever we try and penetrate and try a little dribble drive, which I thought worked really well for us. It makes me wonder if the media considers this quote-unquote figured out and kind of sending us a nice little challenge message to program. Candace Paramore, who is a first-team All-SLC pick, I believe, is going to provide the rock. Need a tanker to lead Demons. You combine newcomers Kayla Hampton and Ivana Miljanic, along with the experience of Alicia White and Shauna Ayres. I think it's going to help space out the opposing defenses a bit. I think we're going to have better outside and mid-range shooting, which should alleviate a lot of those problems. And then you had Jordan Todd underneath. And I'm hoping we have an incoming freshman, Madison Moles. I'm hoping she could come in and step in where Jordan Todd could kind of get rotated out. You know, obviously, being Jordan Todd and being that physical presence, you know, over the span of a season, the physicality she's going to have to undertake, that's going to eventually wear you down. So I'm hoping Madison Moles can come in, provide her some relief, step in, get a couple of points per game. And I think if Madison Moles can average, you know, around 6 to 8 points a game, that would be phenomenal and provide some good rotation for the Lady Demons. I believe it's a well-built team, but we definitely have issues to correct. Luckily, Coach Nims and staff have shown us they're capable of doing so. And as the old saying goes, I think the honeymoon period is over and it's time to get to work. Full confidence in Coach Nims and staff. I think they're doing you know, a phenomenal job. On the men's side, the Demons peg to finish 6th in the preseason poll, which I believe is fair. And even though we have received a lot of good press and a lot of hype, it's been a long time since we're contenders. We have a lot of newcomers coming in, and as such, Demons didn't add anybody on the preseason all-conference squad. I wouldn't let that bother anybody. Again, these are players who have not been seen by a lot of the media in the Southland, so they're not going to just anoint somebody without them proving it on the court. So I think the Demons will have to prove it, but I would be personally really shocked if we don't finish in the top 3. Just the talent we have, I'm really excited about it. Major credit has to go to athletic department for Round Ball Madness event, which was on Friday. It had a dunk contest, 3-point contest, and then a scrimmage with the Demons of Destiny team, which I thought was fantastic. Event looked really well attended and created a great buzz for the team. I think it's events like that that we need to have more at Northwestern. You know, a while back, I attended the Louisiana Tech Texas A&M football game at Independence Stadium when A&M had Johnny Manziel. And after that game, I was talking to a person who was a former administrator at Northwestern, and I remarked that I thought a big difference in the athletic departments was the perception of Louisiana Tech and Northwestern. And that perception, I believe, was caused by proper marketing of Louisiana Tech and not by NSU, and I felt they were hyping their programs much better, marketing them to be a big deal much better than Northwestern. And it was finally good looking at this to see an event that draws excitement and attention on the team and looks very good. You know, I've even seen some national pundits on social media have shared some clips of that event and shared clips of some of the dunks and things going on. And that's what you need to do to build that excitement for Northwestern, to get the fan base to come back, to get the money flowing back in. And I believe way too often we fail to capitalize on success at Northwestern. And it's something going forward I'd like to see us do better. But that was a great event, and it really gives me hope for the future of not only our basketball team, but athletic department in general. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal job by all involved. Moving on to soccer, Hallie Fields earned the Southland Conference Offensive Player of the Week. Lady Demons locked off Corpus Christi 2-1, and Fields had her fourth goal of the season with the game winner in that contest. They'll end a regular season against Southeastern at home before the conference tournament, which starts in Natchitoches on November 2nd. I think playing at home is going to be a huge boost for the Lady Demons. And, you know, soccer team had that little slip up midway through the season and allowed Lamar to come up, and they'll probably, I think they've earned the number one seed outright. Demons clinched the number two seed. Lamar's a very quality squad. I expect it to be between us and them. I wouldn't be surprised if that Corpus Christi team kind of comes up and challenges somebody in the tournament. So that's going to be interesting to watch them. But we've already beaten Lamar. And I think when the Lady Demons play their style of soccer, whenever they can control the ball, you know, the defense, it's suffocating. But we control the ball, control possession, just pepper the other girl with shots. I think we're as good as anybody in the Southland Conference, and I think we have the style of team that if we can make it to an NCAA tournament, I think we have a chance to possibly pull off an upset or two, and it'll be fun to watch this team in the conference tournament, especially at home, and should be a great crowd overall. And that will be senior night against Southeastern, you know, on at the home finale. Volleyball had a 3-1 homecoming win over Lamar. Credit to Colin Vidros and company for the great broadcast on ESPN+. Volleyball's middle of the pack, and you know, when they put it together, they're a solid team, but I find just consistency hasn't been the key for volleyball. Have to be more consistent, especially this Thursday. We'll be hosting league-leading Houston Christian. That's going to be an absolute big game for the Lady Demon volleyball team. And again, if we can be consistent, I think we can compete with Houston Christian, but we haven't shown it yet. So big challenge coming up for the volleyball team. Moving back on to football before I close it out for this episode. Lincoln Conference play, aside from the UIW Commerce game, I believe it's going to be interesting to watch McNeese and Southeastern. McNeese has struggled a bit this year, and I know some of their fans have been frustrated. Some have called out the coaching staff, which I don't believe is fair. But I think if you look at the McNeese Cowboys, Coach Goff is doing a really great job rebuilding the program. I think he's looked at problems that were existing in the program. He's having to change that up. I believe he will have that team rolling if he is given time. And I'm really interested in seeing how they compete against Southeastern. You know, you looked at UIW game a few weeks ago. Going into the fourth quarter, they were right there with UIW, which is very impressive. So if they can hang in with Southeastern, I think it's going to kind of show the Cowboy faithful and the rest of the Southland Conference that, I mean, these may be down now, but it will not be down for much longer. I do thank you for listening. We'll return next Wednesday to preview the Commerce game and talk about other Demon athletics, you know, with basketball season quickly approaching, and then of course volleyball and soccer. Should be a great week upcoming. Should be a great weekend this weekend for Demon Athletics. Please go support the soccer and volleyball teams if you can, especially, you know, the soccer team having the seniors being honored, and they're going to go down as one of the most successful seniors classes in Demon soccer and Demon athletic history. Hope you have a very great weekend. Enjoy the cool weather that's coming in. See you next week, and as always, Fork 'em Demons.